This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing for Tuesday, the 16th of April. A government minister has told Times Radio that it's vital Britain keeps a direct line of communication open with Iran, despite their attack on Israel at the weekend. Laura Farris told us that doesn't mean the UK won't be tough.
There is a thinking going on as to whether it is helpful or unhelpful to maintain a direct line to Tehran. The Foreign Secretary says that it is, but I just want to say that one of the things the Prime Minister said when he appeared before the House yesterday, because I was in the chamber, is that he's working very closely with his G7 counterparts. They've been talking about sanctions.
Rishi Sunak is reluctant to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist group because of the communication issue. Meanwhile, Israel is still deciding how to respond to Saturday's attack. No one died and most of the drones were intercepted with help from America. A Muslim student has lost a High Court challenge against their school's ban on prayer rituals. Michaela Community School in London, once dubbed Britain's strictest, claimed its prayer policy was justified and proportionate after it faced death and bomb threats linked to religious observance on site. The pupil, who cannot be named, took legal action, claiming the policy was discriminatory and uniquely affects her faith due to its ritualised nature. Kemi Badenoch, the business secretary, is among a handful of cabinet ministers considering voting against Rishi Sunak's smoking ban later. The prime minister wants to make it illegal for someone born in 2009 onwards to ever be able to buy tobacco. Former Conservative leader William Hague told Times Radio the minority voting against it should think of the future NHS bill.
I don't think there will be a huge number of such MPs from what I've heard. And I think they have to remember, since they're all people who believe in lower taxes as well, that if you don't have to pay for the health of future healthcare of all those people who will be massively damaged by smoking from a young age, well, that's one of the ways you might get some lower taxes in the end.
One in four cases of breast cancer is thought to be preventable due to low breastfeeding rates or too much alcohol. That's according to a study in the medical journal The Lancet. Only half of six-week-old babies are breastfed in the UK. Drinking accounted for 4,000 of the 55,000 cases a year, with British women now some of the heaviest binge drinkers. Scotland's First Minister Hamza Youssef has said there's been a series of vexatious complaints made in the first few days of Scotland's new hate crime law, which were deliberately done to waste police time. The Act consolidates existing hate crime legislation and creates a new stirring up offence for some protected characteristics, but opponents think it could have a chilling effect on free speech. This week, the Scottish Tories will hold a debate pushing for the legislation to be repealed, with the party claiming it is straining police resources. And the Olympic flame has been lit in Greece and is now being carried through the country on an 11-day relay involving 550 torchbearers. On the 27th of April, it will cross the Mediterranean to France, where the Games will start in 101 days' time. For more stories like this, listen throughout the day to Times Radio.